The California Water Institute at Fresno State helps all of us to better understand the importance of water management. Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're discussing the release of the Unified Water Plan for the San Joaquin Valley and why regional coordination is essential to the Valley's future. San Joaquin Valley does not lack water projects or ideas. Across the region, agencies and communities are working on groundwater recharge, storage, canal repairs, flood protection, ecosystem restoration, and new water supplies. The challenge is that many of these efforts had been planned separately. The Unified Water Plan provides a coordinated regional strategy that connects water supply reliability, groundwater sustainability, flood management, infrastructure, ecosystems, and land transition. The region is now implementing the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, while also facing more severe droughts and floods, land subsidence, aging infrastructure, ecosystem obligation, and an increase in climate uncertainty. The Unified Water Plan estimates that by 2040, the San Joaquin Valley could face a water supply and demand gap of approximately 2.5 million acre feet per year. To understand the scale of the challenge, the planning team reviewed more than 42 groundwater sustainability plans and approximately 800 local projects and actions. One of the plan's most important message is that potential water supply is not the same as a realized water supply. A project only becomes meaningful when the water is available, permits can be secured, costs are affordable, funding is identified, and agencies have the capacity to build and operate it. The plan evaluated three main scenarios. The first is restoring existing infrastructure. Canals, reservoirs, flood facilities, and conveyance systems must be able to operate as intended. The second scenario is improving how water within the valley is managed. That includes better reservoir operations, groundwater recharge, local storage, conveyance, and coordination between agencies. The third scenario is increasing access to supplies from the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta through improved diversion facilities, additional storage, and expand conveyance south of the Delta. Affordability will also be a major challenge. Many communities and agriculture regions cannot fund large projects alone. State and federal investment, along with regional partnerships, will be necessary. The Unified Water Plan is not simply another list of ideas. It is a framework for deciding which projects can move forward, what partnerships are needed, and how the Valley can build a more reliable and resilient water future. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights, and don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. You can see a copy of the document that Laura was talking about on the California Water Institute's website at californiawater.org.